Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show. Bucket to a beanie, bitch. Rack to fuck your rich bitch. Fuck up on my mansion, bitch. Fuck you in your picket fence. Pull it like I miss you, bitch. Make it till it's empty, bitch. Hanging out the window with it. Who the fuck gon' mention this? I beat the braids off that bitch. J's off that bitch. Put the winner ray from that bitch.
Hello, everyone. And if you've noticed, it's not the usual Regular Guy Friday theme song. This is a special edition of Regular Guy Friday. It's Regular Guy Friday from the Netherlands, featuring the works of Bad Baby. I got juice bits. Sorry. Oh, you guys. Well, as you can tell, we fooled them even more. Made it over here to Europe. Watching Maria, the original Queen of Queens, tape the Challenge reunion. And I am without my partner, Kelsey. Without Lil Pooja. I don't think, if they were with me, I don't think they would be behind this opening theme. But I can't help it, guys, because guess what? I got juice, bitch. I'm like Bad Baby. How much of the Heel Squad? By the way, I would like to think that the Heel Squad got juice, bitch. See, this is where I need Kelsey, because Kelsey would either agree or disagree. And I actually think Kelsey would agree with me. You guys got to let me know. Let us know on Patreon. Does the Heel Squad got juice, bitch? I think so. By the way, outstanding video by the great Bad Baby, one of the premier artists. Actually, she might even be Chugi by now. I don't even know. But then remember, you know, being Chugi is Chugi. Anyway, guys, I'm going to power through this thing alone. Don't love doing this without my girl, without my deputy. But we don't want to let you down. And Maria even made mention. She said, go in my dressing room and do it. And she's like, if I can come in, I'll say hi too. I said, hey, Maria, maybe we save you for a potluck Saturday. Something tells me I don't think Maria would be so big on opening with Bad Baby. But you never know. I'd like to think, by the way, come on, guys. Does Maria got juice, bitch, or what? She got juice, bitch. People, so strange to come out of a basement and hang up those work boots and to be on a plane and now doing work with Queenie here, doing my best to be the corporate housewife that I am. I don't love traveling, I will be honest with you. So to be facetious, I say to Maria, I'm like, Maria, you know I am obsessed with traveling. I love traveling as much as I love wearing super tight skinny jeans. They're comfortable, they're flattering. I love them. Love them. That and traveling. Anyway, you know, not a big, big fan of travel, but fortunately, because I am a survivor, it was hard because Maria just threw some stuff in a bag for me. So I'm here for 2 weeks with, not with a lot of stuff, but all I had to do was dip out, go to some of the shops around here and forage and get us what we need. It's interesting being here in the Netherlands. I really do think, you know, Adam Carolla, I will name drop, has given me credit for having a crystal brain. He's like, there's no such thing as a crystal ball. He's like, people have crystal brains where they can see into the future for any number of reasons. But when I'm here in the Netherlands and I see this, the European lifestyle, and I think of Kelly from HGTV, who did an episode with us about budget DIY and decorating, but in the process of that, shared with us her story where she, you know, her oldest, I think, was either graduating from college or heading off into college, probably graduating, and she was divorced and just said, you know, I'm just tired of the grind, and moved over to Spain and downsized to a really humble lifestyle, and hasn't looked back and is just super happy. And when I see what's going on, I see a country like the Netherlands, and you know, everyone is, I mean, most of the people are on bicycles, and coffee shops and the bars, you know, are filled. And it's not like I see them raging or partying. Now, granted, we haven't gone to the Amsterdam place everyone goes to, which is, you know, for the drugs and all that stuff. I'm just saying in the general area. I'm seeing, and I just see a lifestyle that is just kind of divorced from, it seems, materialism. People are not as made up. They're not nearly as concerned with fashion, which I'll get into later, which became a problem for us because I had to go out and do some wardrobe shopping for Maria, a role I haven't filled for her in over a decade. But I see I see more people from our country are going to kind of go, you know, if they can't get away from the rat race in our country, they're going to come to places like this. And I certainly see the younger generations. Like, I think Kelsey, I don't think she's quite ready for it yet. I think she still loves the sun of LA, but I think a year or two is going to go by. And I think Kelsey's going to want to embrace something more like this, which, by the way, it looks like a New York, except without the pollution, and it doesn't feel like the crime, and the traffic and the stress and the people, you know, the abundance of people. But as I see this, I do see, I see more people who are just kind of sick of the rat race are going to come over here into places like this and embrace it. And usually, like, most of the time when I'm vibrating at my best, I only deal with what is. I'm not making a judgment one way or another. I just see that's how it's going to go. And I do understand the logic. I could see where, you know, people kind of realize that wealth, material possessions, or just, you know, being, trying to keep up with everybody, or just the pace of our life that we have in America just may not fit. You know, there's a reason why I think
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Maria's village in Greece, there's people there in their hundreds. They just think it's a different lifestyle. So as I see what's going on here, I feel like I'm looking a bit into the future for where more people are going to migrate to. Just saying. And so, you know, a lot of interesting things are taking place here that I'd love to share with you guys. Watching Maria in action and watching her coach, especially some of the contestants on the show, particularly the women, was so fun to watch and see. But I think there's also a lot to share. She had some breakthroughs watching some of the cast members of the challenge as they were struggling or melting down or kind of being attacked or defending themselves, whatever. But also, like I said, I love when she just off camera, she just would lean in and corner them and be like, hey, it doesn't have to go this way. There's other ways of doing things. But I think I'd love to share with you some of those lessons we learned. I think there's been some revelations too. More about enemies or the people in lives that have wronged us. And I think some of the great takeaways and kind of ways we can cope with them, but I think there's a positive spin to knowing why they're in your life. And then somewhere in all of this, I guess we should probably talk about being a hella queen. It's my new thing, Hello Queens. I don't think Kelsey's going to be a Hello Queen this year. I think Pooja is going to be a tremendous Hello Queen with her three parties she's going to, or three different nights she's celebrating. We'll get into some. Let's get into my fashion stories, too. It's funny. We came here, and one of the producers, by the way, great group producing this show here. People from MTV New York, and it was kind of nice to reminisce. 2 decades later, I'm back at working with a network that I had some of my best memories with. And they said to Maria, I was like, Maria, like the cast members on this show, for this reunion show, are all dressing like they're going to the Oscars. You know, Maria usually does something pretty funky but casual. And she said, we just want to give you a heads up because you might look odd out there if you're dressed in a certain way. And I think one of the things it's attributed to is that this cast is more global. Again, a sign for the future. They've got contestants from like Big Brother and Survivor, but the European shows and some other European reality shows, and all mixed in on this challenge. And it's a glimpse into the future, because I think this is where production is going to go, you know, with digital and stuff. I think, it's why I don't feel we need to be in Hollywood anymore. I don't think anyone does. I think it's a choice. If you want to be there, it's great. You'll have some advantages over other people, but for the most part, we're a global industry, and this has proven it. And I think with European fashion, people coming into this, they really came in dressed to the nines. So Maria had a, you know, like I said, it was a nice outfit, but it wasn't quite what would probably match. And so I said, you know, Maria, we've got to get something that is, you know, obviously dressy, but not too dressy, because it's still MTV. So I think it's got to be funky meets, you know, fashion. And the problem is, in the Netherlands, everything here is kind of drab. You know, mostly not a lot of bright colors. And again, there's not a kind of the fashion is now the big bag, the high waisted, big baggy pants, bootlegs. And so I'm like, how are we going to make this work? So Maria, I let her steer the ship for the first trek. And we went to some really, really high end places. And I wanted to vomit. I'm just looking at like the price tags. And I'm saying to myself, you know, this is something that you're going to see on TV for an hour, and it just has to look good on TV. It's not like it has to look good at a club or an event or certainly even last. So I'm like, so I don't see the point of this. But I did the dance, and I did what I normally do, which is I grab somebody there who looks fashionable at one of these stores. And this is, by the way, when Maria broke into the business, it was something that I did. When she had her Channel 1 audition, and if you don't know Channel 1, it was a news outlet that was pumped into all the high schools. And I remember, you know, we went to a Forever 21, and I there was a girl there who dressed really well, and I said to her, I go, listen, this is what we need. We need, do you know the show Dateline? She says, yeah. And I said, well, do you watch MTV? She goes, of course. I said, okay, I need an outfit that's Dateline meets MTV. Does that make sense to you? She goes, yeah, it actually does. And that's what we did. We created those outfits, and I'm very proud to say one of the reasons why they hired Maria is like, they're like, oh, God, she'll bring some fashion to us, which was cool. And then that kind of set Maria up for the rest of her career and her life in Hollywood. So I'm back to square one, and I basically found this guy, Matthew, who just looked, I mean, like, just looked like a rock star. And he had bootleg, kind of straight bootleg jeans, faded jeans with pointed shoes that looked like they were actually female shoes. And I said, all right, Matthew, tell me, is this where it's going? And probably what, in 3 years, we'll see this in the United States? He goes, yeah, pretty much. It's going to go back to, he's like, the straight boot. Look for that in a few years. And he's like, yeah. And then the unisex shoes. I'm like, got it. Good. All right, Matt. I'm like, where do I get something for that would look good on an MTV, but is like also kind of dressy? And so he started pointing us in the right directions. And we saw some stuff, but it was still a very high-end store. And then finally, I just said, Maria, you got to just let me run my race. She's like, all right, well, where do we go? I go, we got to go to Zara or H&M. She's like, ugh. So we went to Zara, and we did not make it to H&M because everything was closing. Went over to Zara. And I kept grabbing kind of jackets that have fur. One of the things I'm big on, and by the way, I'm glad there's a lot of females who listen to this, but one of the things I'm big on for TV is bright, solid colors and then multiple textures. And I said, Maria, I just feel like we're in the Netherlands and it's the challenge, so it's very outdoors. And I said, I feel like I just want to see some faux fur. You know, something like that. And she, no. And I said, plus the studio is usually very, very cold, so you'll be warm. I said, I just feel like that in a tank. And she actually overpowered me on this one, but I ended up getting some pieces. I think I found a leather dress, actually, that was, I think it was $40, that looked great on her. And I think, I forget what else we got, but when we got back the next day, we had a stylist here from Italy. And it's so great to work with Europeans who want to come to Hollywood because the level of appreciation and gratitude is so different. And so this young lady is super talented, super earnest, and was just all in. You know, because she didn't expect to work with Maria because Maria usually, you know, does her own wardrobe. And she was just like, I'm so honored to work with you. And she's like, I have some stuff. And what did she do? She brought out the faux fur jacket and the tank tops. And Maria tried them on and fell in love. And to Maria's credit, which usually she doesn't always do this, she was like, that's what my husband meant. He kept saying, that's what I want. That's what Kevin kept saying. And I didn't know what, I'm like, what is this guy talking about? And she looks great. So hopefully there's some fashion tips in there for you guys. You don't have to go out to these expensive places. H&M Zara gets the job done. And it's good enough for MTV. I think it's good enough for the rest of us regular folk. Anyway, I'm going to take a little break. I want to make this editing job easy on poor Kelsey. We'll take a little breather here. Kelsey will put in some business, and we'll be right back. We'll talk about some of the conversations Maria's had with some of the females here that I think will be very educational to you guys. We'll also talk about some ways to cope with some of the bad people who have been in our lives and who have wronged us. And I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. Heal Squad, I may have my biggest discovery yet. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, and you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever. Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You guys, I just want to take a minute to shout out the people who've been commenting on Apple Podcasts about Maria's show. I was reading them to her last night, and you know, she just sort of wells up with tears. It's hard for Maria to do the show. She's got a lot of pressure on her, and I know she puts more on herself that she shouldn't, and that's something we are working on, but it's still a reality that she does feel that pressure. And just like me and Kelsey, like what keeps us going is those comments. And so, you know, you guys have just shared so many wonderful comments on Apple Podcasts about the show and how it's changing your lives. And I just can't wait for Kelsey, me, Pooja, and Maria to be working together and to get home toward the end of the year. And what we're going to bring you, I think, is just going to be... yeah, it's going to bring this to a whole new level and enrich your lives in newer and even greater ways. But in the meantime, thank you. And please continue those five-star ratings and comments. And Kelsey and I love reading you guys on Patreon. What you have to say on Patreon really makes a difference to us, especially about Regular Guy Friday. And on our At Better Together with Maria as well. And no joke, like, you guys really have saved the show because Maria reads all this. And she has said over and over, you know, because she was very nervous about me, because as you guys know, I could put my foot in my mouth. And Maria, that's just more stress on poor Maria's life. So the fact that you guys have rallied to keep the show has given her the confidence for us to keep going. And then the fact that you say such nice things about Kelsey and I, it gives us the energy to keep this going, because it's hard for us, you know, with everything we have going on. So much gratitude. Please keep the comments coming on Patreon and on That Better Together with Maria. We read them all, and we love you guys for it. So there's a contestant on the show, and I think her name was Amber, and she was crying, and Maria noticed when she was trying to state her case, and she was crying as she was doing it. And for any of you out there, that when you've had to defend yourself or take up for yourself, you start to cry. And I know there's probably a lot of you. And again, when I was younger, that would be me. And then as I got older, then it just became, unfortunately, violent. Like, at least, like, in my brain, you know, losing my temper. And then Maria, you know, leaned in and she said, because the poor girl just kept trying to explain herself, and she was defending herself over and over, trying to clarify, I didn't mean it, and that's not who I am, and don't you understand? And she meant it. And, you know, this was a girl that won the competition the year before, and you could tell she was someone who just tried really, really hard at a lot of things in life and succeeded. Like, you know, probably succeeded at work, and succeeded at tasks, certainly succeeded at this game. But like a lot of overachievers, or people who try very hard, you don't get received from the masses. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes they just don't get you, because I was taught young, when I was young, by my mentor, when in the writing business, when I started, a guy by the name of Dean Young. He was big time on Mad About You, and what was the other show he did? Not that I'm only saying it because it qualifies him. Community, and then there was probably another one he did. But anyway, Dean used to say to me, Kevin, it takes talent to see talent. It takes greatness to see greatness. And then, you know, if you vibrate higher, which I think is talent or greatness, then only other people who vibrate that high are going to see you, and the others aren't. And then sometimes, you know, when you are that person, there's people who are jealous of you. They're jealous of your success. They're jealous of your accomplishments. So it's fun to kind of pee on you, rain on you, or not acknowledge you. But the one thing Maria was saying is, the harder you try to state your case, to win them over, the more they're going to, you, the more you're giving your power away, the more they're going to take advantage of you, the more they're going to crap on you. And it took us back to last week on Regular Guy Friday, when we talked about what happens when we're explaining. You know, when we're explaining, we're looking for approval. And, you know, I've told you, we've gone over it 100 times with the Winston Churchill story about negotiating. And when we start overly explaining, we're now negotiating a position we shouldn't be negotiating. You know, this woman here, she shouldn't be negotiating with these people. You know, most of them who are, I'm sorry, of self-absorbed, medicated, crazy, great TV, by the way. But she shouldn't have to be selling herself to them. And so Maria pulled her aside. And of course, you know, the tears, but they were beautiful tears, because she felt like Maria saw her. But that's what Maria said. Maria says it takes a certain kind to see a certain kind of people. But the harder you fight to make them see you, the harder you negotiate, the harder you explain, the less they're going to see you, and the more you're going to block the right people from coming into your life. So Maria was like, I want you to stop. Stop defending who you are over and over again. Stop explaining and stop clarifying who you are. And then if you do that, she's like, watch, you're going to make room for the right people to come into your life. And then Maria said, I want you to thank the universe nightly
So, but she's like, but why don't you do it in a special way? Thank you, universe, or God. She said, whatever you're comfortable with. And the girl said, God. And he's like, great, I say the same thing. Thank you, God, for continuing to bring the good people who see me. And please keep bringing them. And then Maria said, the important thing is that word continue, because you want to come from a place of abundance and a place where it's already in play. It's already happening. Not that you want it to happen, but it's already happening. And I interjected and said, and is it not already happening? Is that a lie? Because Maria Menounos sees you. She's like, you know, it is. And it ended up being a really nice moment. And hopefully, and Maria said, listen, I don't want you to get a tumor, because I can't tell you how many hosting jobs I went into and was the same way, trying so hard to get them to like me, to see me, and getting that same results, getting that, you know, that same treatment back, the negative treatment you're experiencing. And I just thought it was nice. And I think that there's a lot of you out there from the Heal Squad that will appreciate that story and probably are in the same position. And I think how many moms and partners and employees, or even employees, but even employers are explaining, you know, and I'm right with you. I'm right with you. And I realize now, like, how much power I've given away in so doing. You know, so try to catch yourselves when you're explaining, when you're clarifying, when you're negotiating. And, you know, put yourself in check and then watch. Watch the good people come in. And, like, I've done it, guys. It works. It really does. And it's not like the bad people will go away. In fact, they may change their game, because that's the universe testing you to see if you're really ready to transform. They may change the game and actually be nice. And then you drop your guard again and boom, you're back. No. Hold your position. And by the way, then they may actually may fall in line and stay kind of behave, you know, so to speak. But it really does work. All right, you guys, I'm going to take another break. Help Kelsey out here. Give her a nice edit point. We'll come back and talk about, kind of had a breakthrough about some of the people who've wronged myself, Maria, and my loved ones, and how kind of a new way of looking at it has helped me to better cope and actually helped me improve my daily life. Okay, you guys, I'll be right back.
To all our entrepreneurial Heal Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that one a go too. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's skillshare.com/better.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy pre-Halloween. I cannot believe, you guys, it's going to be a European Halloween for Marie and Kevin, but wishing all of you the greatest Halloweens of your lives, truly, from the bottom of my heart. I don't think they celebrate it over here, by the way. But quickly, going back to some of the people in your lives who have wronged you, and God, if you're an Italian from Boston and a male, it's like a triple threat. It's like a perfect storm of, you know, sitting in your anger and having vengeful thoughts when you've been wronged. And so I understand what that feels like. But I also, and I thought the way to deal with it was just to work harder on yourself and let success be the best revenge. And by the way, like, that's certainly a healthier way of dealing with it. Once I got the success, I found that I was still angry and it didn't work. You know, it didn't get rid of my anger, but it did, I at least used it as a tool to serve me. But as I said on past podcasts, I realized it was no longer serving me. It was actually hurting me. But if you have a strong sense of justice, it really, what hurts is that they've wronged you or your loved ones, they got away with it, and then some of them out there are continuing to profit from whatever they did to you or just in general in life. And man, it's hard to see. But there's something that I've done. There's something I've been able to do with my enemies that I didn't even realize I was doing that's been very helpful. I don't have many. In fact, I don't think I even have any because I've let them all go. But when I had them, one of the things I remember that there were certain behaviors that they would engage in, and I hated them so bad, you guys. I hated these people so bad that I didn't want to be anything like them. So when I would see what they would be like as friends, as bosses, as workers, as humans, I would just do the opposite. So it came to, then I realized, even in coaching Maria, one of the ways I've been able to get through to her at times, whether it's in management, family matters, or life, is I will target someone that has terrorized her and say, that's exactly what they would do. That's how they would lead. That's how they would manage. That's how they would respond or react. And that would usually get her to go, ooh, oh my God, that's the last thing I want to do. And I'd say, exactly. So I think if you write out all the bad, and I did this, by the way, if you write out all the bad qualities, your enemy, everything you loathe about them, it can be a constant point of referral to kind of keep you on track. You know, for all the things you don't want to be. I think the other thing you can do, and by the way, so that's super helpful for your own life. I also think that we just get so focused on the anger and the hatred that we don't focus on the good things that came out of our experiences with them. Now, those good things may not have been intentional. Like, maybe they didn't intentionally do something good for you, but good things came.
You know, if it's an ex-husband, well, you have children you love, well, you wouldn't have had those children without the jerk ex-husband. Or if you really trace your life, you can trace, hey, I'd met someone new, I wouldn't have met that person had I not gone through the experience with this last person. Or I wouldn't see that person, I wouldn't appreciate that person if I did not go through this experience with this last person. I wouldn't have this job, I wouldn't have this career. I wouldn't live in this city. There's so many things. And again, listing these things for me has totally helped. I think the other thing is now realizing, again, through you guys, through the Heal Squad and through Maria's show, that I now look at them all as our teachers, that the universe is delivered to us, you know? And they're lessons that we just didn't know, unfortunately. Because if we knew better, right, we wouldn't have connected with them. We wouldn't have engaged with them. In most cases, listen, I'm not talking about you walked out of a drugstore and someone pulled a gun out and shot you. I'm not talking about that. But I do think that even that person who comes out and does that in some crazy way is a teacher. And I think that it's a healthier way to look at it. And I think when you see them as teachers and when you think of the lessons that they taught you, it goes a long way to helping your life, but then also helping you to not repeat those same mistakes and make connections with those same kind of people. You know, I don't know if this even makes sense. I want to share it though. I think I shared on another show how Clint Eastwood had a quote about his movie in the 80s, and someone said, you know, God, they're so kind of vengeful and violent and just have so many dark themes. Do you regret them? And by the way, this was like 10 or 15 years ago they said this to him. And he said, no, because you only can do your best in life with the knowledge and the tools you have at the time. I had that quote hanging up over my desk forever. And it's really helped me when I look back at poor decisions I've made in life and in business. Because more often than not, I didn't know better. And I did my best with what knowledge I had, experience I had, maybe even the pain I was in, you know. If I processed that pain in a dysfunctional way, then, you know, that's the best at that time. Regret it as I do, I've learned to accept it. Because of that reason, well, I bring it up because Sylvester Stallone has... He's recutting Rocky IV and releasing it November 11th. And he's one of my idols. I love his work. I love his story. You know, the writing of Rocky and what it took to get that made. And, you know, the fact that that movie still inspires me and that character still inspires me. And, you know, I've been blessed to develop a relationship with him. That has just been incredible. Is even being learning from him and in the few times that I've been in his proximity. But I bring up the fact that the Rocky IV, that he recut it and that he's re-releasing it because it falls under this kind of same subject. He was saying, he's like, in life, you don't get a chance to kind of go back and fix things or have a do-over. And how you felt a certain way when you're young, you don't feel later in life because you have not gone through those experiences. You don't have the knowledge, the blessings, the tools, all those other things you accrue later, hopefully later in life. And he's like, and with that knowledge, now I can recut this film and re-release it. And he's like, and it's such a gift that I'm getting. And he put that out on his Instagram. He woke up actually 2 or 3 days ago. And he shared this, and I said, wow, because that's something that really speaks to me.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
And I think to a lot of people, and I look forward to seeing the film, and if I'm guessing, you know, at the time it was very pro-American, anti-Russian, you know, good guy, bad guy. And, you know, now we've all grown to know that life is not that simple, that it's much more gray. And I think he's probably going to humanize Ivan Drago, his antagonist. I'm just a guess. And kind of show us his side of the story. And I'm excited to see it. But I think the bigger thing is that you can only do the best with what you have for knowledge and tools at the time. You know, and as long as you're trying to get better every day, fine by me. I was mentioning earlier, last 2 years being, you know, work boots and 7 days a week swinging a hammer and like whatever, running around and ordering and buying and dealing with contractors and juggling and this, that. I mean, like, it's been crazy. And certainly being in, living in the basement for the last few months, it's been strange, just the last few days, to not be in that basement. But I will say, like, I'm so grateful to that experience and those like it. And I periodically love to put myself in these situations to prove that I'm still tough enough to deal with this stuff. And I tell you guys, honestly, I don't think it's a macho thing. It really is a kind of a training thing for me, because I always want to be ready if a tumor hits my family, or two tumors hits my family, or there's a pandemic and my network gets shut down. You know, all these things that have come my way, it's because I have mentally kept myself prepped by putting myself through these little tests to see what I can endure, what I can take. And that's why when I travel, and Maria doesn't have an outfit, or I don't really have much clothing packed, or I don't have essentials, I'm able to kind of go out with a backpack and forage and come back and for a few bucks have everything we need. By the way, regular guy tip, an iron and a water spray bottle can go a long way when you're traveling in terms of not having laundry available. So probably TMI here. But yeah, I'm like, right now I only have one pair of jeans. And so until I can get to an H&M and get another like couple, spray bottle comes out every night. As soon as I can take those things off and get into boxers, I do. So I'm limiting my use of them. But they get a little spray of water, iron them down real good, and that's kind of my economy washing tip. Maria just makes fun of me. But I consciously put myself through these things, these kind of endurance tests, to keep myself fresh, to keep myself sharp. But I realize most people don't have that luxury to kind of just test themselves in that way. But I do think that if you keep your day-to-day life on the regular, every pun intended, it goes a long way. I remember a fighter by the name of Marvin Hagler, who just passed this year, and I bumped into him in Boston. And I'm a huge boxing fan, and he's a Boston guy, and he appreciated my knowledge of boxing. And I remember being like, "Wait, you're Marvin Hagler? Where's your driver? Like, where's your bodyguards?" He's like, "Where's my entourage, you mean?" I go, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, let's go over it." He goes, "I know how to drive." He's like, "Okay." He goes, "I'm a boxer. The last thing I need is a bodyguard." And he said, and all those other guys, he's like, well, I don't need them. And he said, but really more than anything is, he's like, this is all going to go away at some point. I know that. And when it does, you know, all those people will go away with them. And I'm already going to be feeling the loss of my career. He's like, and think of all the increased losses I'll be feeling if now I lose all that too. So I always kept that with me. And so, yes, I've had nice cars in the last few years. And they're for business. You know, it's just, or at least was, I think, part of kind of a way to elicit respect from, unfortunately, certain people that you'd have to do business with. But I always had either my van or my truck. I always shopped at Target, still do. I can tell you pretty much what's going on in any of the fast food places. And, you know, for clothing, it, you know, Zara to me is like the highest end I'll go. And, but that's all by design. It's not because I'm cheap. And if anyone knows me, like, I give away a lot of money and I enjoy that. That's selfish of me because I love it so much. But I like to live a certain Spartan lifestyle because if something happens, you know, I lose everything, or I get to an age where I can't sustain this anymore, like the Marvin Hagler, and I can't earn in that way, I'm not going to feel like I lost anything. And I will tell you something else. Your anxiety levels go way down because you're not worried as much about the future. And then furthermore, if you're negotiating deals or you're a lot stronger because you don't feel like you have to take a bad deal. You know, one of the real tragedies of the lifestyle out here in LA in our business was us not having children at the time. And I remember just saying, Maria, you are under so much stress. So am I. I don't want to bring kids into that. But also, I knew if I had kids and mouths to feed, as bad as Maria was being treated and as hard as we were working and as much kind of shit as we were eating, forget it. We would have, I can't even imagine the terrible deals I would have made just out of fear. But because I was a regular guy, you know, when I would go toe-to-toe on a deal, I remember just being like, or if I had to defend Maria and it got into a toe-to-toe fight, I always knew I'd win because I'm like, you're afraid of losing your shoe collection in your beach house. I don't have any of that stuff. I'm not afraid. I'm going to be just as happy in my pickup with my dogs and whatever place I end up. I'm good with my hands. I will make it nice as long as it's clean and safe. That's all I require. And we had this house in Van Nuys, and it was so cute. And it was in a not-so-nice neighborhood, but I made it secure. And we made a little paradise back there for ourselves. And but whether it was that or something else, I was never afraid, and I'm still not. But because of that reason, because I really made a conscious effort to, in my brain, stay downsized. Now, listen, there's people who would psychologically say, well, that's prevented you from bigger things. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. I'm happy with what I have. But I've kept myself in that place. And I think the more you can, if you can't periodically test yourself and keep yourself tough, then I think by having less and living on less and being happy with less, I think that you'll reduce your anxiety, and I think you'll be much more courageous in the things you do because you have much less to fear because you have much less to lose. So, yeah, something I just wanted to share came into me from our angels into my brain at the last minute. you guys, I don't know how long this has been, and I don't know how you're going to react to me not having Smelsy, but always doing my best. And we'll see next week if Kelsey and I can connect, whatever country I'm in, if we can connect via Zoom. Honestly, guys, she volunteered, but poor Kelsey is 8 or 9 hours behind me. And for her to get up in the middle of the night, I just didn't want this for her. I wanted to really make this easy for her just to get it. Even to the point, like the way I brought in the music is a means that I don't want Kelsey to, I want her editing to be minimized. So if that makes any sense. And yeah, but maybe next week, who knows, we'll be back. And you never know, if I can get Maria to do a potluck Saturday, you know I will. But until then, remember this weekend, guys, of all weekends, like up till now, we've been queens, okay? But maybe because it's the holiday season, I think I'm ready for us to ascend from being queens to queens with juice. Here's one thing I'll tell you guys. At least I'll say this about myself. I got juice, bitch. You guys, the world we live in, it is just madness. You know, back in the day, Bozo the Clown was on the local channels. Every city had a Bozo. And my generation was the tail end of that. It was all falling apart and going away. But I remember he used to just end the show by going, "Hey, just remember, no matter what, just keep laughing." And I swear to God, when I look at this video and I think of this girl going, "Catch me outside, Dr. Phil. I made you like Oprah did." when I see this and I see, how many views? 19 million views. I think of Kelsey and Maria working so hard up till 2, 3 in the morning trying to come up with the best information to help people. 7.5 million subscribers. Let's see how many comments. Oh, only 20,000 comments. "Diamonds drip off my clock. I finesse on your block. Water drip off my chain. I make a mess on your block. I got the juice, bitch. Can juice. I got the juice, bitch." Oh, I didn't know there was a V there. Anyway, you guys, all my love. Have an amazing weekend. And yeah, I think, my goodness, guys, this is where it sticks on having Kelsey. Because it's like, I don't know if Halloween, I'm in this vortex. I don't know if is Halloween this weekend? Is it? Is Halloween this weekend? Let me look up. As I realize, I guess maybe I don't have juice. Interesting. Am I really taking us out this way, guys? I'm sorry. What day? It's Sunday. Maybe it is this weekend. Let's see where they... Now we go into the Bengals' hazy shade of winter. Well, now I've become a regular guy DJ. This is really a good song. Now, this was covered by... They covered this, actually, Simon and Garfunkel, the original Hazy Shade of Winter. But by the way, if you like girl bands, Bengals, pretty badass people. I know I'm an old guy, but if you want to just jump in that time machine, I don't think you'll be sorry. All right, I got to find a better way to end this. You guys, even though I think we've pretty much established by now, I got juice, bitch.
Well, that time I have something to say.
We'll go out with Captain Kirk.
Prediction of galactic revolt is realized. Approximately 200
and see.
Lives, but because it cannot endure, I submit to be a willing part of it. Inevitable, predictable, beneficial. But one man can cheek bearing the Hawkins and make it stick. Push, tell it. Captain, get in the chamber!
All right, here we go. This is the line I want you all to hear. No, this isn't the line.
What about it, Spock?
A man must also have the power. In my cabin is a device that will make you invisible.
Indeed.
You know, here's the line, people. No? Boy, I'm striking out today, everybody. Here we go. This is it.
It is time.
Close up on Captain Kirk.
In every revolution, there's one man with a vision.
Yes. In every...
Captain Kirk, I shall consider it.
There you go. In every revolution, there's always one man with a vision. You see that, people? Now you see? Who's the bad guy now? Who is the bad guy now? How long do we keep this going? And do I just get in trouble with Maria and Kelsey? Right? How long do we keep this going?
Fuck your rich bitch. Fuck my bitch.
You guys, all my love, thanks for sticking with me and putting up with me. A little bit delirious here. Whether it's a Saturday or next Friday, one of us will be back.